The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlaha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
רוח השם תנחנה בגן עדן, אמן. ועזר לסוף אשרמה משה בן נונה, וגם מקי מאיר בן ג'מי ג'מי לעדן נפל עליהם. רפת הנפש ורפות הגוף ופרועתם כרובה לבוא, וכן ירסו ונאמר אמן. בגן תראה הזדף. פעם קוף סמגים על עמוד דישון, starting from the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th line. גמרא says, רבי שבתאי אמר משמת יחזקיה. שני שיטים שאמרו, so we said in yesterday's daf, you have a shtar, and you have the signature of the witnesses, and above their signature you have two empty lines, so the shtar is pasul. Why? Because you're worried that they might fill in some additional tana'im, and they're going to take it seriously, and therefore the shtar is going to be mizuyaf, because they're going to add these conditions. So the Gemara says, shnei shittin she'amru, these two lines, tachmim v'posel, bechtav yedei edim, ולא כתב ידי סופר. So first of all, it's talking about that the writing is the writing of witnesses, the regular, the way people write, but not the way סופר writes. סופר has a different type of writing. So Gemara says, why? By טעמה, דכל המזייף לאו לגבי ספרה אזיל מזייף. Because the person that makes a forge, he doesn't go to a סופר and tell him to make a forge over here. Where does a person usually do a forge? His house. So therefore, if you see the writing as like a sofer writing, then you know it's good. But if you see the writing is different, like a ktav edim, then you know already you have to be hoshesh. Okay, that makes sense. Comes Gemara and says, so look at Dashbam for a second. Shnei shetim she'amru, b'shi'ur ktav yedei edim shu'yoter mechneshu yedei sofer. The edim, when they write bigger. It's a bigger font than the way the sofer writes. My ta'ama, called the Mizayef, loves to give a sofer azil. Ulai lo yovelo. Right, you're going to go to the sofer. Maybe he doesn't want to be part of this trickery to add to a shtav. Velo yishma elav. Le ru'ayn nafshe. He doesn't want to risk his reputation. Ela ose b'sina'a b'toch b'to. Ve'enu yodeh lecheven yedeh. Yodeh b'chtiva daka kimo sofer. He doesn't have to write, fine like a sofer. He writes in his own, his own way. So now the Gemara says, ve'kama. Which means, what's the shi'ur? What's the shi'ur of these two lines? How do you calculate the two lines? So the Gemara is going to give over here a few opinions. So it says, Rabbi Yitzhak ben Elazar, Amar Rabbi Yitzhak ben Elazar, Kegon lecha lecha ze al gav ze. Writing the word lecha na lecha is an interesting word. Why? The lamid goes up, and the chaf sofit goes down. So therefore, you have to have enough space between the lines to write lecha lecha ze al gav ze over each other. So what does it mean? I will explain. Alma kasabar. Shne shittin v'arba'a avirin. Two lines and four air spaces. Let's see Rashbam the way he understands that. Kegon lecha lecha ze al gav ze. Lo atal efluge ad haskiya. He's not arguing on what the rabbi just said. Dev ela vaday bechtav yedi adim misha'alinan ketivat shne shittin halak. Which means the two blank lines, like we looked earlier, is in the ketiva of the adim. Va'adayin tzarich avir ben shita l'shita. But you still need airspace between each one of the lines. So Rashbam says, "Va'adai tzarich avir ben shita l'shita." But you need airspace between the lines. Milvad ovya ketiva. Besides the words themselves, you need airspace in between. Kedesh she'im yushne shene lecha. If you have two lechas b'shne shitin, ze be'ona b'ze b'tachtona. On the first line it says lecha, on the second line it says lecha. Tzarich lo yiga meshech gova halamed shel lecha tachton, which means the lamed on the second line should not hit the chaf sofit on the first line. Because when you're making the lamed on the second line, it goes up, and the chaf sofit goes down. So there has to be enough airspace for those two to coexist. Lagia bechaf shel lecha alyon. Da'a zemnin de minadre ba'de adadi chaf de shita alyona ve lamed de shita. Sometimes they collide. So if you have to have enough space between them. Alma, next lashon, kasabat, shne shittin vedalet avirin. It's two lines with four air spaces. Meaning shne avirot ben shne shittin. Mishum chaf de elyona velamid de tahtona. In order to give you space for the chaf sofit on the top line and the lamid on the second line. Ve'avir lemarla mishita elyona b'shvil gova lamid. Now on the first line also you need an air space for the lamid, which means you have a lamid on the first line, so you have an air space on top. Shel lecha elyon ve'avir lemata min hashnayim b'shvil lecha tahton. So again, you have. So now you're doing it. You have on the first line. Let's say you write the word lecha. So the lamed goes up. So you need airspace to fit the lamed that's going up. Then you have a chaf, lecha. You need airspace for the chaf that's going down. On the second line, so that's the second airspace. One on top, one over there. Then you're writing the second line. You have the lamed is going up. That's another airspace. And then the chaf is going down. You need another airspace. So it's one, two, and two in the middle. So it's altogether four air spaces between the two lines. Okay, the point is, you have to have enough space to fit these the words over there. Okay, that's the first opinion. Rabbi Haya, Rav Haya bar Ami, Meshemed de Ola Amar, Kegon Lamid Melemala Vechaf Melemata. He says, you need two shurot, two lines, enough space that you can write Lamid min lema'ala, lamid on top, v'chaf min lemata. Not lecha. Just a lamid on top and a chaf on the bottom. How many lines you need? Alma kasabar, shne shittin, it's two lines, u'shlosha avirin. And you just need three air spaces. Where do you get that from? So the Kadashbam, u'shlosha avirin, deben shne shittin, daylanu ba'avir ahat. In between, all you need is one line, one airspace. Exactly. Which means, don't put the chaf under the lamed. On the first line, you put the chaf so feet down. And when you're writing the second line, you could fit the lamed, not right under the chaf, put it next to the chaf. So in the same airspace, you could fit a chaf and a lamed. So you don't need. Right, you share the same airspace. That's what I was asking. So you put it like that. So therefore, you only need three lines. So you need the top line to make a lamed going up, the bottom line to make a chaf going down, and then one airspace in the middle, so the chafs and the lameds are able to fit. Okay, so that's three shittim. Rabbi Abu Amar is the third opinion. Kegon Baruch ben Levi b'shita achat. Okay, what's that mean? Kasabar shita achat. Ushne Avirin. He says it's actually one line with two air spaces. How? Tashbam. Baruch ben Levi. Shne Avirin ika haka. Echad lemal b'shvil lamed de Levi. Echad lemata b'shvil chaf de Baruch. That means you just have to leave one line and an airspace on top and an airspace on the bottom for the lamed going up and the chaf going down. That is the shita of Rabbi Abba or Rabbi Abu. So he says, Rabbi Abu Modesh Shuru Hen Vaviran. Everybody agrees. It's the line and the airspace. All you need is a little airspace in between the line. The Rochav Shura Achat Im Shne Avirin is considered Shte Shurot Im Avir Muad Benen. That's considered like Shte Shurot. As long as you have the one line of writing with the airspace, that's considered two lines, and therefore you have the din of the shtar is going to be pasul if you left that amount of blank. We're talking about you left that amount of blank from the shtar to the witnesses himself. Amar Rav. Okay, now we go to another din over here. What do we say? We're talking about now the kiyum. What would they do? Betting would make what's called an ishur. You have a shtar. You have witnesses that sign the shtar. After the shtar, under the witnesses, they have an ishur, which is called an ashrata, or a himpik. We have that word many times, himpik. Which means the bent, because only invalidates the shtar. We know that the shtar is kesher. There are b'moshav, shloshad, dayanim. We were, b'ashtar z'lefanenu, and the shtar came in front of us. Ve'aidu ploni pa hatibat yadim, and they verify the signatures. Ve'ashrinu ve'kaminu kara'ui. Okay, that's called the ashrata that they put on the bottom of the signatures. So, Amar Rav,
Lo shanu. That which we said that if you leave two blank lines from the end of the shtar to the witnesses, we say it's pasul. Amar Rav lo shanu ela ben edim laktav. That's only talking about between the ktav and the witnesses. Aval ben edim la'ashavta. But between the edim, where they signed, and the henpek, and the ashrata, the verification, afilu tuva namek asher. Even if there's reva gadol, which is a lot, it's okay. But I'll explain. My shena ben edim lichtav. What's the reason why you tell me ben edim to lichtav? Why it's pasul? You can't leave any space of two lines. Dilma mizayef echatav my debaye. Because what are you worried about? He's going to add, you know, he's going to forge another condition into the internet blank space. V'hatim sa'adeh. And the witness is already signed, and therefore it's going to be a ziyuf, because the signature they signed already. And what's going to happen? They're going to mekayim the ziyuf. They're going to come and validate the shtar, such a shtar. So ben edim la'ashrata, same thing. Between the edim and the ashrata, nami mizayef, v'chatav may deba'eh, they'll also write what they want. The hatim is sa'adeh, and the witness is already assigned in the shtar. They're going to be kayem di ziyuf. And you're just like you're worried on the shtar to the ed, to the edim. You should be worried between the edim and the kiyum. Maybe you'll put something between the edim and the kiyum, and now that the kiyum is there, as if the edim are coming to the kiyum and say, "Oh, we validate that extra condition that they added to the shtar," and then you have a problem. So Yamara says, "Nah." The sofer fills in the space between the edim and the ashrata with dio, blackens it. So therefore, you can't add anything in between that airspace over there. So the Gemara says, if that's an option, we never heard this option yet, to put a black spot in between. Ben edim nishtar namem tayet le. So why don't you do that in between the edim and the shtar itself? What do you tell me? Two lines of pasul? Why two lines of pasul? Just we have a solution. Just blacken it up, and you have the same. You have a solution. Because the people are going to say, sahade atiyuta hu dehatime. But geez, because the people are going to say that the edim are just signing on the part of the blackened part and not on the shtar. They're going to say the shtar is pasul. You have black, you have a star, black, and then it was signatures. So what kind of star? I'll say the edim are signing on the black. The sign was right above it.
They're verifying the black.
They're not signing, which is, well, you have a hefsek between the star and the edim. Which is star pasul, it'll be. I'll say they didn't sign on the star. They're signing on the black, which is shtuyot, which is nothing. They're signing on the black. What's signing on the black? So, but that's what they did. So if I'll say this is not considered a valid shtar. So the Gemara says, oh, you want you to say that? So say the same thing by the kiyum. Ben edim la'ashrata name amre bedina atiyutahu dehatime. Say the same thing. You have the edim, you have a blank spot, and then you have the kiyum. So what do we say we do? We fill it in. So why do you say, oh, so it's going to be...
Bedin is
going to verify the black spot. Who says they're verifying the edim? Says, come on. Bedina atiyuta lo hatime, which means it's not the derech of the bedin to sign for diyu. What are validating black spot? So therefore, they're not going to make a mistake on the kiyum over there. Look at Rashbam's. Let's catch up to Rashbam's.
Same answer for the
Amar. No, but edim will.
That's
right. Edim are regular people. Bedin is bedin. Bedin doesn't make such a mistake. Look at Rashbam. Amarav starove lo shanu shne shitin de pasul elam ken elhik ben aedim shtar aval imu ben aedim kiyum hanikra ashrata ashim vashrinu vekayminu hakatuv bo kigon shtar shkatabu henpek tenu ashrata afilu elhik yoter mishne shitin kashekel masik vazir bemishtet bemetatashto bedio. You filled it up with ink. V'stam betin atiyuta lo hatme. Like we said, the betin zan dam mekayem the black part. Ela akarosh shtar o meshad mitayelek kolma melechlecho b'dio. They smudge it with dio in the blank spot. Then you can't write anything. You can't write anything. Once you smudge it with dio, right about in by and pick the front of yesh boshnis shetir halak belo tiyu pasulu shlo asik tu nachamim. But in the kanameh, if the pick was two lines under the edim and they didn't put dio, it would be pasul. This is because the shtar is not written according to Takanat Hakamim. You're not allowed to leave not two lines from the shtar to the edim, and not lines between the edim and the henpek. That's what did they do to the pick? They fixed that. They put the smudge of the ink. If they didn't put the smudge of the ink, as Bob says, because you didn't write the star according to the Takanav Dachamim. Atiyuta hatime. Velav Aikal shel star. I mean, b'ketina. Shouldn't shema ashelat shalom shketav b'shtar hatmu. Velo Aikalos shel star. This is sometimes when Edim sign, you're wondering what part are they signing on? Maybe they're signing on the ikar of the star, or maybe they're signing on the side points of the star. Similarly, hakanameh kach medim fenu atayat b'diyov v'nimchak kedesh lo yachshedu v'ba'al hashtar. Right, which means they medim fenu atayat b'diyov v'nimchak, which means maybe they're just testifying that on the erasure that something was in this line over here. Maybe something was written and they erased it. So the Edim just signed. Yes, we verified there was an erasure over here. That's it. Now it makes more sense to them. They're not testifying on a black spot. They're testifying there was something written here and they erased it. But who says the Edim are being Mikayim, the whole star itself? They're Mikayim, it was an erasure. So you should know, we saw the name of it to verify that. Wait. So give us Bedina Atiyuta, enter Kam Nahtom. אבל עדים, הכל מצויים לחתום, ואפילו עמי הארץ, ותן להם חתם בתיותה. עמי הארץ, who's עד? Anybody can be עד. So that a bit בדים. So therefore, we're more worried about the עדים. So therefore, filling in the in spot in between is not going to be a solution. But for the hand pick, it'll be a solution. It says like this. וליחוש, which means, now you have a spot, you have עדים, you have the השלטה, and in the middle you have black. So that's the way we kosher it up. So Yom Rasa says, V'lihush, dilma gayiz le'ela. What is he going to do with a guy? He's going to cut the star with the signatures. From the signatures up, he's going to cut. U'mahik le l'tiyuta. He'll erase the black spot. V'chatav may deba'e. And he's going to write whatever he wants above the ashnata, on the erasure. He's going to write ummahtim sahadeh, and he's going to forge signatures. And even though we don't know who these signatures are, but you have the ashnata
on the bottom.
Okay, so look, you worry what the guy's going to do over here is now. He's going to cut the star. How? Look at the Rashbam. Rambam says, "Vinichu dilma gayiz l'shtar alion legamre." He'll cut the top part of the shtar where all the things are written. Umachik le l'tiyuta. He'll erase the spot that was black. Now you have a shtar. You have space. Right, so over there, right? To put new witnesses, and it's got the ashrata on the bottom. And therefore, it's okay. Once you're leaving again, you have the shtar. He's going to cut the signatures.
How can he cut it?
Why can't he cut it?
It's a small shtar.
Yeah, it's a regular shtar. Here's the shtar. Shtar. I have witnesses over here.
Black
I have
spot.
A black spot over and here, and then I have the kiyum. Okay. So what am I going to do over here? Go from the black spot. Just from over here, let's say from the
on top of the black spot
after the edim sign over there, cut. Okay, now what are you going to gain? Now, on the black spot, I'm going to write. And also, he said he owes me $1 million. I'll add over there. Now, by adding, and I'll forge signatures. I'll add it. I cut the witnesses' names. I'll forge signatures. I'll put Reuven ben Shimon Ed, Levi ben Baruch Ed, and now I have the kiyum on the bottom. And therefore, the mekayim the star with a forge. Rav shtar haba hu ve'edav al mehak kasher. And we have a rule to answer your question that when you see a shtar and you have the edim that are signed on the mehak, it's kasher. So therefore, you still have a hashash over here. Hashash is you're going to cut the whole shtar. You're just going to leave the black and the kiyum. You'll erase the ink, put a new star on the black spot, write a new star, forge signatures. You have a kiyum over here ready with beddin, and then you get away with the forgery. And by the way, don't tell me that you can't have witnesses signing on an erasure. So Gabbalah says, in the name of Rav, shtar abahu v'adav al mehak, kasher. That even if the star and the witnesses are all written on the erasure, the star is kasher. So look at the Rashbam, the bottom. The Amar Rav, Shtar Abahu,
בעדיו על המחק כשר, דמרים חתמו עדים על קלף חלק או על קלף שחור. ואנו מכירים חתימת ידים, what do they signed? They signed on a white cloth, on black cloth. וגם היום לא נמחק אלא פעם אחת, כמו מקום שהעדים חותמים בו, וגם השלטה, אבי שאין לנו מכירים ידי עדים של מעלה שלנו מחק, וסובק לנו, השלטה שחורה, שמתקיימת את אותם, כי קודם חוק, אתה יותר לזה פעדים, exactly, we're going to rely on the השלטה, and it's going to validate the עדים, and you have a problem over it. So Gemara says, הניחה לרב כהנה דמתנילה משמד שמואל שפיר. According to the opinion that says that you could write a ktav on the erasure if they put that in the name of Shmuel, so now we're ready, it's good. Because that means really Rav holds you can't write on the erasure. If you we have a machloket, who made that statement? That Edim that signed on the erasure are kashir. So if you have it, that Shmuel was the one that said that statement, that means Rav really holds it's pasul if we have no problem of ziyuf. Because when you see the Adim signing on the erasure part, you'll say right away the start is pasul. However, Ela le Rav Tabyumi de Matila Mishemed Rav, but according to Rav Tabyumi that has that in the name of Rav, Ma'ika le Memar, which is why is Rav Matir Ashtar that has a black between the Adim and the Ashtata? The Kaurai should be Hoshesh, they're going to cut the top of the pot off, rewrite it on the black, write the Edim, and he holds you can write on the Mahak. So how is Rav going to say, so well, why don't you Hoshesh? Kasavar! So when it answers, Rav holds, Kolki Ay Gavna! When Shtar comes like this, in Mekaimim Oto Min Ashrata Shebo, when you see a star all messed up like this, where everything's written on the black and there's a kiyum underneath it, even Rav holds such a star, you're going to only mekayim it with the edim. And then you'll get caught, because these edim are forgers. So therefore, even Rav's not going to let you get away with it. Maybe in a regular case where they signed on an erasure, but in a case where the whole star is written on the erasure and the edim are signed on the erasure, even Rav's going to be hoshesh to that. And he's going to tell you to kayim bi'adim, and therefore you're not going to have an issue. Look at the Rashbam. Ela l'rav. Look at that. Kasavar. Rav kol ki agav. Kol shtash yesh bo hen pek. Vihu ve'edav ala mehak. You have a hen pek. And everything is on the erasure. Lo samchina na ashrata ve'lo tetkayim ela ba'karat yedei adim ha'ketuvim ala mehak. Ve'ilkach hirhik shne shittim ita ashrata min ha'adim milmala ve'titu kasher. Exactly. Which means, therefore, if you have a ashtata and you have witnesses and there's two lines of the, and you filled it up with ink, I'm not worried about anything. Because you cannot come to ziyuf. Because what are you going to write? You're going to cut it and fortunately you'll catch him. Because you're going to have to mekayim anyway. V'samchina ashtata da'alo katvihu v'adav ala mehag d'nema kiya gavda em mekayimino bed din atiyuta lo hatmi ela aikal ashtar etka kasher ashtar v'ashtata. So therefore you can assume it's going to be kasher.
To edim to...
To verify these witnesses.
So you need the two witnesses. You have the ashrata and then you need...
No, you don't need anything. You know, if you're going to see, if a star is going to come to us, everything's on the black, everything's on the erasure, go bring me two witnesses that know the signature. Or find me those guys. Where are you going to find? These guys are not showing up. They're forgers. Nobody knows these signatures because there's a forged signature. So you'll never come to ziyuf. So therefore, it helps to write a star, a deem, black, ashrata. Nothing else. What do you want about? Cutting off? Cutting off, they're going to get caught right away. Ela, it's going to be everything. Ela, you assume what? That the Edim signed on the star that was above it, and the Ashtata was not for the black, was the Edim, they don't sign for the erasure as Bedim. Bedim, when they make a impact, they impact the whole star. Therefore, the star is validated, and therefore, Shalom, I say everything will be good. Comes Gemara, it's another answer. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Lo Shanu, Ela Ben Edim Laketav. That which we said, we learned on yesterday's daf that what? That if you have one line between, one blank line between the Edim and the Ketav, it's Kasher. Why? Because we said anyway, the last line of the Shtar in the Medim. You don't learn anything of the last line of the Shtar. So even if you wrote the last line, he owes me $1 million, we don't pay attention to the line, so you cannot come to a forgery. Okay? So we leave one line. So the Gemara explains what's the logic of that. So it says, "V'Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lo Shanu Ela Ben Edim Laketav," which is that which we said that it's kasher is between the Edim and the Ketav, one line. However, Aval Ben Edim Ashrata Afilu Shita Achat Pasul. Oh, Chumra! That one line that we said is kasher is only between the Shtar and the witnesses, but between the witnesses and the Ashrata, even one blank, pasul. What's the Gemara explained? What's the difference? My shena bin edim la ashrata. Okay, what's the reason why you're worried between the edim and the ashrata? Dilma gayiz le'ala'e. Same point. You're worried that they might cut the whole top of the shtar off. V'chatav hu ve'edav b'shita ahat. And what are you going to do? You have one line now. So you're going to write hu ve'edav. You're going to write the whole and one line. Hu ve'edav. You're going to put everything on the same because you only have one line left. You cut the whole shtar. You have an ashrata one line. Right, so what are you going to have to put the whole start? The start and the edim, all signing on one line. The kasabad, and what do you hold? Shtar abba hu ve'edav, b'shita ahad kasher. And we hold it's kasher, so it's kept a forgery. If that's what you suspected about, ben edim lichtav nameh. So for the same reason, between the edim and the ktab, dilma gayiz lil'la'eh, you might cut above, the khatab made the ba'e, and you're gonna write whatever you want on the empty blank line. The hatime sadeh and the edim are already even signed. And they're gonna be kayem the ziyuf. Which means, okay, because the edim are already underneath. If one line, what are you worried about? I'll cut the whole shtar off. Then on that one line, I'll write the whole shtar. And then have the edim right underneath. Just like you're telling me. What's the psul of writing a shtar? What a line between the edim and the ashrata. What's the problem over there? Because I'm worried you're going to cut the shtar off from the top. Now I have one line and ashrata. And on that one line, what am I going to do? I'll write the conditions and I have to sign it also. And I'll sign it and I have an ashrata to verify. So for the same reason, say that on a regular shtar, you have a shtar, one line blank, and the edim. Why do you suspect you might cut the whole thing off? On that one line, write whatever you're going to write. And they have the edim already over there. For the same reason that you're saying that one is no good by the ashtata, I can make a hashash by the shtar itself. So it says, I'll tell you the difference. Kasabar shtar haba hu b'shita ahat. Ve'eda b'shita aheret pasul. So yours, when a shtar comes in front of us, b'shita ahat, where the shtar is on one line, and the edim on another line, so therefore it is pasul.
Wow.
Why? How does that work? So he says, Mishum sha'edim regilim rahik et hatimatam min haketav shura achat. Because normally, edim, they don't sign right underneath the shtar. They leave a little airspace in between their signature. If you're going to allow a shtar that the shtar is written and right underneath it is the signatures, alulu lachtoch et haktav velichtov beota shura ma sheyirtzeh. Omnam shtar shu ve'eda b'shita achat kasher mishum shadoch al koach chamim. So what's the gezerah over here? Kasar hashtar haba הוא בשיטה אחת, ועדה בשיטה אחרת פסול. ופיכך, כשיש שורה ריקה בין העדים נכתב, you have a blank line, אין חשש זיוף, שאם יחתוך השטר העליון ויזייף שם שטר חדש, יהיה זה שטר הבא, הוא בשיטה אחת ועדה בשיטה אחרת, שהוא פסול.
That's unbelievable.
Wow. So therefore, that's the חשש. You have no חשש.
Right.
What are you worried about? You're worried about you leave the blank line. So blank line is no problem. Why no problem? Cut the whole top off.
Right.
Now you bring me a paper that has one line of document, and right underneath it, edim, no good.
Okay.
Rabbis won't accept such a shtar.
Because of en lemedim or something?
No, he says mishum sha'edim legilim larhik et hatimatam min haktav shura achat. Yeah. Normally, when edim sign, they don't sign the mamash underneath the they leave a little space.
So
if you see over here one line, mamash this next line
is edim.
There's something fishy going on over here because it's too close. He didn't leave any space. He couldn't afford to leave space because he cut the whole start off. He was limited. He needed to write the start and rely on those witnesses. So when you see them too close to each other, then already you're gonna have a hashash. So to that, the Gemara says velihush. Dilma katav hu ve'edav b'shita achat. Oh, new question. The Nachshosh, shema yachtoch et haktav, like the cut what's above, u'bshura harekash she'me'al ha'edim yuchtov shtar hadash. He's going to write a shtar hadash.
V'yizayef hatimot, on the same line. Forget about underneath. He'll do everything on the same line. He'll cut, as before, cut the edim, then you have one line. He owes me $1 million, or women should want to add, all on the, why are you ashish for that? By leaving a blank line, you could also have a problem of
Shita
Ahad. Amar, Anna lirabot be'edim, who the avde.
Why? Because he's, no, he still has edim under that.
Oh, so he says, right, the Amar, exactly, yes, exactly. You're right. Which means, he'll write on the same line, he owes me $1 million. He'll put two edim plus the two on the bottom.
Right.
And what will he claim? The Amar, and a little bit more edim over there. Yeah, I want to have more than Maria. I want to have five edim, so I put two over here, two over there, so I'm adding. Which means, you tell me one underneath the other is fishy. You good? So I have a way to get around that. Put it all on the same line. Put a couple of witnesses over there. Put over there. What did you put all these ones? What's the matter? Why, if you can't put more than two witnesses? Kasavar, kolkiyai, gavna. When you come a case like this, it's weird. When this comes to the Bet Din, en mekaymin oto min ha'edim shelemata, el min ha'edim shelemala. Simple. When this comes to the Bet Din also is fishy. That when they see strange things, they're not just going to follow the basic principles. When they see a star that has one line, two witnesses here and two witnesses underneath, say, oh, something's going on over here. So you say, you know what? No problem. You want to make the shtek kasher? Kosher the two guys on top. Because those are the fakers.
Right.
The guys at the bottom were the good guys are using
on the original.
So you know what? No problem. Mikayim, the two guys that are on the same line. So therefore, you won't have a problem with Ziyuf. Okay, so let's just go review over here again. So according to this is the Yohanan Shita. The Yohanan Shita is the only psul you have of one line, or kashrut, I'm sorry, of one line, is from the start to the edim. That's when one line is kasher. One line blank is kasher. And all these hashashot, I'm not worried about. You're going to cut and write one on the other? No good. I'm going to cut everything, write on the same line and rely on the two and this two? Also, no good. There was no problem. However, when it comes between the Kitav, the Edim, and the Ashrata, according to Rabbi Yohanan, even one line blank is going to be Pasul. And why? Again, what's the reason why, according to him? Because I'm worried that if you leave between the Edim and the Ashrata one line blank, he's going to come and write on that one line the star plus the Edim, and you're going to rely on the Ashrata. So that was the Gemara's question. May shena bin edim la ashrata dilma gayiz li illa'e v'chatav hu v'edav b'shita achat. And you're going to tell me that what? That it's okay because what shtar abab hu v'edav b'shita achat kasher. So why don't you tell me bin edim l'chatav, the same hashash, bin edim l'chatav, that you're going to come and do that item and you're going to leave the edim. Oh, that's, we have two lines. Oh, two lines? What if you do it on one line? You're going to write two more edim and then rely on these two? It could be a problem. Because you're going to necessitate to make the kiyum on the two top guys, which are the fakers. So you'll catch it. So therefore, I'm not worried. But on the ashrata, that's the problem. Because what's going to happen? You have one line. All right. He owes me $1 million. And Uven ben Shimon Ed, Baruch ben Niriyah Ed, ashrata. Same line as kasher. Two witnesses. Nobody's going to think anything of it. What ashrata? But in the other case, you're stuck because you have witnesses already.
Right.
So what am I going to do? Right on top? It's too close. I'm going to add two more this way? To the line? They're going to say, hey, fishy, you got two in, two over there. Mikayim the top two, please. And then I can be able to mikayim the two. So you want to have a hashash of forgery.